Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf. Baba Metzia Daf Chaf Peis. We got up to the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, two lines off the bottom, Tashma, right in the midst of a machlekes between Abaye and Rava, regarding Yush Shalem Adas, an item which is sooner or later going to be. He's going to be Messiah-ish from it. It's an item that has no simon. He's not really expecting it back. Problem is, he hasn't yet been notified of the fact that he lost the item. But it's going to be. It's going to come. Yush is going to come. According to Abaye, it's not over until it's over. He has to be Messiah-ish. Therefore, if you find it pretty Yush, you have to return it. Rava says, well, the item by its very definition, by its very circumstance, it calls for Yush. So treat it as such. And therefore, you find it in that state. You don't have to be. Do Hashavas Avedim. Toshma, we're going to try to bring a riot to one of these opinions. Rebbe Bryce, Haganov, Shonot HaMizeh. So, typically, the way we explain the difference between a Ganov and a Goslem is that a Ganov comes clandestinely at night, whereas a Goslem, he's a brazen fellow who confronts his a victim outright and steals from him. So you have a Gano, Shenoto Mizeh, he took an item from Reuben, Venos Lanzen gave it to Shimon, or he sold it to Shimon. V'chein Gazlan, Shenoto Mizeh, Venos Lanzen, Gazlan did the same. V'chein Yardin, a river, Rashi says this Tana happened to be residing near the Yardin, so he picked it as an example, but basically any river which flooded some items and swept it in to its hold, Shenoto Mizeh took it from this person, Venos Lanzen, and delivered it on the next person's property. Masha Notal Notal, Masha Nasan Nasan, whatever he took, whatever he gave, done deal. Second fellow keeps it. Why? Let's go through the three items. Bishlem Gazlan Viyardin, the Kachazilu, Umiyash. We understand why by the Gazlan or the Yardin, by the river or the flood, the owner notices, he sees, he's cognizant, he's aware, he's Miyash. Okay? It's Hefka. Belongs to the new owner. Elagana Mikachazile, the Miyash. A Ganav came at night. He came in the dead of night. How does the owner notice? Where did the owner know about it? Which would trigger a Yush. So how come it's Hefker? It's Yush, Shleim Das. Well, certainly he's going to be Miyash, but who says he was? Tirgum Rapapa Belista Mazuin. Rapapa explained that the Ganav that we're speaking here is about an armed robber. So he's called a Ganav because apparently he has fear of people, and but he's armed. So the owner knows, he's aware. He sees it being taken from him. So that's why we consider it Yush. He knows about it, he's Miyayish, so it's Hefker. Yochi Hanu Gazlan. If he's confronting his victim, then that's really just another version of Gazlan, which had already been mentioned. Tzrei Gavni Gazlan, we speak about two different types of Gazlan, as we explained. The Gazlan is more of a brazen fellow, his fellow is more or the scary type, he comes armed and comes at night. In any case, this is not a case of Yush Shalei Midas. He's fully aware, he's fully cognizant, he's Miyayish, and therefore it's Hefker. Toshma, here comes another right. Shataf Nohar Koyrav Eitzav Avanov. So this river flooded his beams away, his wood, his stones, and delivered the items next door. Harei L'Shalei, he can keep it. Why? Because the owner gave up on it. Right? As she says, everybody knows a flood in town. It's big news. The owner is aware. He's Miyayish. It's done. Let's make a deal. Clearly, the heter is based on an outright Yush. Hostamo. But suppose a different situation. A similar case where we have no reason to believe the owner knows about it at this early point. Still, we say that, therefore we say it doesn't work. Custom alive. Apparently, Yush Shalei Midas does not work. Well, Hachamai Skinner was speaking, in this case, Kashiyach Lahatzel. This story of the flood is not a goner. It's not a gone case. Not that he can't actually retrieve his item. He could. If he would make enough effort, he would get his item back from that flood. And it's like, you know what it's like? It's like a thing that has a simon, right? Because it's accessible to him, it's retrievable. So yeah, in a case where where an item has a siman, and the owner knows he can retrieve it, of course you have to give it back. You can't just keep it. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, that the owner can retrieve his lost, building material, Amos Seifa. So let's move on to the next case. The Braisa says, So in the first case we say, well, if the owner gave up on it, it's Yush Tefka. But in the next case we have a fellow who's chasing after his items. You have to give it back, you can't keep it. Well, hold it. We just said that these items aren't necessarily lost. The owner can go retrieve them, right? He has that physical ability to get it back. We're speaking that he couldn't get it back. He has means of retrieving his flooded goods. Forget about chasing. Why does he have to be chasing? He'll get it tomorrow. Even if you don't see him running after his items, he's thinking to himself, he has time, right? So why is the owner chasing his items considered a precondition for indication of ownership, so to speak, right? Why does that depend on Maratfin? Right? Even if he's not chasing the item, if he has the ability to salvage his items, you can't just take it. Answer is, Hachab my skin was speaking, but she'ichoyin lahatzla de'atchak. You know what? He can salvage, but with great difficulty. So now let's see if he's up to it. How do we determine whether the owner has any interest in retrieving his item? We see if he's chasing after it. Maratfin, lo yayish. Right? And Rashi explains, he's not going to get on his horse very quick. He's not going to find his item. So if you see him running, lo yayish, that's an indication of lack of yush and retention. Ein maratfin achrein, but if he's not chasing his item, he doesn't seem to be too concerned. Yush and yayish, we interpret it as a yush and a tefker. Toshmai comes another right regarding the question of yush lemidas. How is it that we say that when Shimon decides to separate Truma from Reuben's crop, it works? How's that? You can't just do it on the other person's thing without permission, right? So how does it work? Give me an example of where it works. Shimon enters Reuben's farm, picks his crop, and does Truma without permission. Does it work? Well, it depends. If when the owner becomes aware of what happened, he seems to be viewing it as a gzela. You see from his reaction that he's not happy with it, that he's makpid. So then we say, ain't truma, say truma, it doesn't work. But otherwise, if he seems to be okay with it and pleased with the other fellow's services, truma, say truma, we treat it as truma. How does the fellow who did the truma know to discern the owner's reaction? He's not a mind reader. How does he know what he has in mind? If he's okay or not. If he treats it as gezav v'imlav or not. We have an indicator. Look. When the farmer shows up, and he discovers his, surprise guest doing the truma. V'amarli says, ooh, he did truma? With that stuff? Klachat zol yafo. He should have gone to the better crop. He should have taken better quality produce for the truma. A truma, best stuff. That's his reaction. Now, is he being serious or perhaps sarcastic? Is it a show of consent? Ooh, I'm so happy you did it for me. If only you would have used the better stuff. Or is it perhaps just a sarcastic expression? Well, once you're stealing, you should have stole something better, right? Well, what do you mean? So how do we determine? If you go and you find better stuff, then we assume he meant it seriously. Truma se truma. So then we consider it as valid truma. Vimla, but if we don't find anything better than the stuff that he took, I mean, the owner was just being sarcastic. He didn't really have anything better. It was just an expression of displeasure. Ain't truma se truma. So it doesn't work. Now, liktu habalam vasifa alein. Let's say the owner actually picked more and added to the truma. Benkech or benkech, either way, whether you found better stuff or not, truma se truma, we treat it as truma because he put a stamp of approval on his guest's actions. Now the question is like this. In some cases we say the show of consent. But when did that consent take place? Today? The truma was yesterday. How does today's consent positively affect yesterday's actions? Retroactively. It's like usually midas. The later years is going to grant it to you earlier. Even if you find better quality produce on the side, which is an indication that the owner was placing his stamp of approval on the other fellow's actions. Truma said truma. Why? Am I? Why? How does that work? We didn't determine at that moment when the fellow did the truma. It was still early in the game. The owner had no clue that was happening. So basically, it's like, you know, it's like usually midas, and we say it works. It's a kasha on Abayi who says the later developments cannot affect the previous, you know, the process in its early stage. You need it to happen. You can't just, you know, expect it to happen and work accordingly. You have to actually see it happening. So Rava came to the rescue. Rava, who was Abayi's cholik, right? Rava came to help Abayi. Tirgim, Rava, Alib, Abayi. So Rava explained the braisa to help out Abayi. How would Abayi learn the braisa? How does it work? The Shavi Shliach. What happened was that this fellow wasn't just an unwanted guest. He was a Shliach, appointed by the farmer to do the truma. And we'll see in a minute, so why was this whole back and forth needed? If he was asked to do it, oh, Hachinami Mestavra. And it seems probable that in fact he was really a shliach. He wasn't just doing it, you know, by his own initiative. Because if he was not appointed as a shliach, how can we even suggest that his actions work, that his truma works? You need to be either the owner or represent the owner. In describing the Afrash's truma, says Tarimu gam atem. Gam is an add-on. Not only you, but even your shliach, your appointed messenger. Okay, the rabbi shluchach. Now we compare the representative to the owner. Ma'atim ledatchem. Just as when the owner himself does it, it's with his knowledge, right? His own knowledge. Ha'av shluchach ledatchem. Like with a shliach, has to do with your awareness. You can't just volunteer truma for the other person. So it must be alahach of my skin. It must be that in this case he was asked to do it. Go into shavi shliach. The thing is, he wasn't specific in terms of what he wants from the shliach. What he wants him to do. What he expects him to do. Vamalei zil troim. He asked him to do truma. So Reuben asked Shimon to do truma from Reuben's crop. Vamalei amalei troim yahan. He didn't direct him to a certain, you know, area of the field and dictate the quality of the produce that he's going to do truma on. Ustamei de balabais. We assume that typically an owner does, you know, medium quality. Kitarim. So when he does truma, it's from the, you know, medium quality. What happened was that the shliach was mahadr, mina mahadr. He did the best. The question is now: is the rabbi is going to go? Is he happy? Is he going to be pleased with it? Is this what he had in mind? Rabbi discovers what the shliach did. Vamalei says, "Oh, you should have done even better." Vamalei klachat yafis. So was he meaning it seriously? Was he consenting? Was he pleased? Or was it a show of displeasure? Oh, you're going grand? You should have gone even grander. So it depends if you find better stuff. If you find better stuff, truma said truma, we look at it as a show of fact that he was pleased. It was a show of consent. But if you don't find better quality produce, so then we look at it as a sarcastic comment. And truma said truma, and his truma is invalid. So it's a totally different case here. Right? It's not like we're acting as though the event that took place later took place now. No, that's not the case. He was a shliach, authorized to do it. Question is what the owner had in mind. So later we can see what he had in mind. Amemar umazruto veravash. These three amiroim iklu lebustina. They came to this orchard that belonged to this fellow, the Mari Bar Isak, right? So Mari Bar Isak had this bustina, and they came to visit. He wasn't around at that time. I see, Arise. So Mari's sharecropper, his worker, brought fresh fruit for the chashuv guests. Tamri, Verimoini, dates and pomegranates of Shalik HaMayin are placed it before them. Did they partake? Well, Ameima V'Ravashi, these two, Achli, they ate. Mazutra, no, we refused to eat. Lo Yachli. Adahachi, as this was happening, also Mari Barisik, the owner comes by Ashkechinu, and he discovers he's a prominent, distinguished guest, and he notices they were served these fruits. But Amalei Larisa, he turns to his worker, Amalei Isis L'Rabbonon, Maharak Shapirta, you should have brought the better quality stuff for the Rabbonon. So Ameimar Mazutra was hesitant to partake in this meal because he was concerned that it was taken, you know, without permission. So now that the owner responded favorably and positively, Omri Ameimar al Ravash the Mazutra, the two chacham, and turned to the third one who refused to partake. Well, now it's time, Hashta Ma'ilo Echelmar, now it's good, why aren't you eating? The owner was pleased with this offering. Vatani, we have the Mishnah, the Brisa regarding Truma. That it's a show of consent. That, you know, regarding Truma, if the owner makes this comment, then it turns out that it was sincere, it's Truma. Sincere as well. Amr Luis, he says like this. Rabbi told us, this expression, Klachas al Yafas, go get the better ones, it's only pertinent regarding a mitzvah like Truma. Elulin and Truma, it only works by Truma. Mishum the mitzvah, it's a big mitzvah, Nichalei, and we assume that this expression, this phrase, is a show of consent, and certainly he's okay and happy with it. But here, when it comes to treating guests, apparently, even though it's a mitzvah, but it's not on the same level as truma. Perhaps he was just embarrassed. Right? He wasn't really happy with the fact that he offered us this fruit, and we have no justification for partaking it. Tashma, it comes another right regarding the question of Yush Shalim Adas. Can we utilize a later event and apply it retroactively? Tashma, Oideyo Atalayin. So you have Taldu, which is now sitting on produce. So the halacha is that when produce gets wet, it is now, you know, washed with liquid and it is susceptible, open for tumah. So now when something tummy touches it, it becomes tummy. It's called Hukshal Kabatuma. It's prepared for Tuma. So the dew is still on his fruit and he notices it. Vasamach, and he's pleased with it. Lokitz, it's nice and clean. Hareza Bechayutan is treated as a fruit and produce which had become wet and become Hukshal Kabatuma. Bechayutan is the Lashon of the Pasuk. Bechayutan Mayim al Zera. Venafal, Menevlosam Olav, Tomei Lachem. If water was placed on Zera and on whatever, so then it is considered Bechayutan. Even though the owner didn't place that water, it was just natural dew. But if he notices and he's happy, it's as though he did it, and it's nigvu. Now let's say the items got wet, but now they're dried up. By the time he discovers his items, they're dry. Ava b'shasamach, even though he discovered that they had been washed, and he's pleased with it, but it's too late. Einon b'chiyutan. We don't treat it as kiyutan. Rashi says, "V'le'yamri." We don't say. Says Rashi on the top line. Kibun the hashta nicha mahani haydaitel mikara v'tav hechsh. We don't say his current satisfaction is applied retroactively, and the items are called hushel kavutah. We don't say that. That's a kasha rabba, who does seem to apply a later event, later yush, to the earlier point in time. Says the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Time am I? Why is it not b'chiyutan? Lav mishum de lo yamrina. We don't say this point that the later event can be kima de gloy milsa da'ash to nichalei. We don't say since we've now discovered that he's pleased with it mikar nam nichalei. Certainly that was his attitude all along. We don't say that. That's a kasha rava who applies this concept by yushalei midas. We say, well, since this item has no simon, certainly it's going to be miyash later, and that can be applied right now. We don't say that. You have to wait for it to happen. Well, says the Gemara, no. Here it's very different. Shani Hassan. In the case of these peiros, it's very different. The pasuk says ki yitin. Ki yitin. You got to put the water on it. At yitin, the owner has to place it. And that didn't happen here. So it doesn't work. Yachi reishanami. Well, if he physically has to apply the water to his fruit, then what about the first case? The fruit is wet. It's currently wet, and he's currently pleased. He didn't place it. It's a natural phenomenon. The dew on the fruit is natural. He didn't do it. Well, says the Gemara, we don't mean literally he has to place it. on his perus, but he has to be present, he has to be aware as it's happening. Let's see. Awesome. The way we explain that halacha is called Rapapa. In accordance with Rapapa's formula, with his explanation. Rapapa will formulate to us the process of Hechsher L'Kabal Tumah. The Rapapa Rami, Rapapa really had a contradiction in the Pesuk. Ksiv Ki'itin, Ukarina Ki'yuta. In terms of the spelling, Yud Tav Nun, it looks like Ki'itin. He has to physically apply the liquid to his fruit. But in terms of the pronunciation in the Nekudos, we read it Yutan. Even it happened on its own. Hakeita, how do we reconcile these two things? The answer is, yeah, both are true. Ba'inan ki Yutan, dumi d'chayitan. It can happen on its own, but it has to be similar to when he places it himself, which means it has to have some element of cognizance, some element of awareness. Ma'yitin l'da'at, just like when he places, when he directly applies the water onto his fruit, he knows about it. Af kiyutan, likewise, if it happens on its own, fine, it works, but nami ladat, it has to be with awareness. So if he discovers his fruit to be wet, currently wet, and he's pleased, okay, but if it happens, and he only comes later when it's been dried, it's too late. So there's a special pasuk, which is not really relevant to our sugya and elements. Tashma, comes another raya, which is going to be the last and final raya. What about an item which was swept away by the river? Gone, right? And somebody salvages it. How do we know it's okay to keep it, even if it has a simmer? The siv is a pasuk. Hashav Zaved applies to a person's donkey. His garment. Any lost item. Ashatavid, the man which is lost from him. Mitzasa, you discovered it. Stop. That's the pasuk. We learn from here. Hashavas Aveda only applies when it's lost from the owner, but it's accessible to everybody else. It's still within, you know, the confines of civilization. Mishabuda imenu, an item that's lost from the owner, but it's still umetsuya, it's a kolodim, everybody can access it, right? Find something on the street, pick it up, and give it back. But the yatsis as well, as opposed to an item which is in the gush of the river, it's a loss, it's a goner. Shavuda imenu beinu metsuya, it's a kolodim. It's lost from the owner and from everybody else as well. So there, if you jump in and you salvage it, finders keepers. Now, this is regardless of whether the item has a simon or not, doesn't matter. It's a lost item, disconnected from civilization. V'yisura, dumi de'atira. Now, in this pasuk, we have both sides. A totally lost item is mutter. But if it's not totally lost, sitting on the street, only lost from the owner, then it's called Isser. That has to be returned if it has a simon, right? We say like this. The Isser part in the Pasuk is comparable to the Heter part. We compare both phenomenons. Mahatira, bein the Isba simon, bein the Lesba simon shara. Just like when it comes to the Heter aspect of the Pasuk, the item in the flood, whether it has a simon or not, doesn't matter, it's mutter. Af Isura, likewise. When something is accessible, it's mutsuya, it's a cloud, sitting on the street. And Hashavas Aveda is required, bein de ispa simon, u bein de lespa simon asura. Whether it has a simon or not, you can't keep it. Oh! So what does that tell us? That at times, even an item without a simon, you can't just keep it. If, Rashi says, if, we have reason to believe, reason to suspect that perhaps the owner is still holding before Yush. That's Tiyufta de Rava Tiyufta, that's a refutation, a full refutation of Rava who says, you can keep it. And therefore the Gemara concludes, Bilchus HaKavasei Dabai, in fact, typically we paskin like Rava, but in this case, as well as five others, we go with Abaye, B'Yal Kagam. B'Yal Kagam is the acronym, Rosh HaTevis for six things, and the Yud, the first one is, Yehu Shalei Medas. Amalei Rav Acha B'Rei D'Rava L'Rash. Okay, B'Chim Acha the taste of Rava. Once we have refuted Rava, even an item without a sim can only be kept by the finder if it's post-Yush. If that's the case, then Hani Tamri Dezika, we find these dates thrown off by the wind. Hey Chachlim, how do we eat these dates coming off the trees? Sure, it has no simon, but the owner has not yet found out about it. There was no use. Amalei says, well, by its very situation, very default position, it's mutter. Kivon the ikush shkotzim ramasim, the owner knows that there are all kinds of creatures. Dikko achlu, which are going to devour these fruit when they hit the ground. Meikara yushimashmi. Now, initially, the owner knows to expect this to happen, and it's just an ongoing running yush. What about Yasmi? The love b'nei mechila ninu mai. What about being concerned that this tree belongs to a yosam, a youngster, an orphan who cannot be mechila? He's still a cotton, he can't be mechila. So how can you keep it then? Amalei, he says, baga, the whole valley ba'ara the Yasmi. We're not concerned that perhaps there's a field belonging to Yisraimim. We follow the majority, which is not an issue. We assume they're adults and they could be miyash. Well, muchsak vayvin mai. Let's say we know this thing belongs to the yasim. Or kachasamai. Let's say the field is protected by some, you know, stone wall. There are no creatures there. So can we partake in those dates that fell off the tree? Amalei says, no, you're right. In this case, asuran, you can't. Asuran. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Kriyachay, which is Rabbi Mishaloy, you find these bundles in the street. Right? So this wheat belongs to you. Even though there is some sort of tag on it, because Rabbi holds, simon, a simon which is going to be trampled upon. It's in the street. The owner doesn't expect it back. So even though it has a tag, it's as though it has no simon and you can keep it. Rabbi disagrees. The Mishnah says you can keep these bundles in the street. It's because it doesn't have an identifying tag. But it has a simon. You have to call it out. Why? Because Rabbi holds, simon, also the Doris, even though it's going to be trampled, the owner is hoping that the first fellow that notices is going to pick it up. Habisimon, therefore, the owner expects it back and you have to return. And others presented this very same achleikis, but in a sort of concise fashion, not related to the Mishnah. Simon, the header is Simon Hasu Hadaris, a simon which is slated for trampling. Is it like a simon or not? Machlekes, Rab Amar, well, you have a simon. Rab Amar, have a simon. Okay, now Tana, let's go back to the Mishnah. Krichoyt b'shus Rabim, harayla shalot. You find these wheat bundles in the street, keep it. B'shus hayachid noitel machris. You find it in private territory, where there are no crowds. You have to pick it up and call it out and return it. Hechidami. What does this bundle look like? Either less b'shus simon, if it has no simon, then how could you even do a Shabbos Aveda? B'rishus HaYochad, you find it. In Rishus HaYochad, my machers. What are you going to, how are you going to call out? What are you going to find, how are you going to find the owner? El Alav, this Bo Simon. Oh, clearly, the bundles have a Simon. Uk Tanya, what does Mishnah say? If it's in the street, don't worry about it, keep it. B'rishus Ram, Reil Shaloi. Alma, why? Simon Asla Doris. Even though it has a tag, it's going to be trampled and decimated. Well, you have a Simon, it's not treated as a Simon. It's a Tiyuf to the Rav, it's a Kasham Rav, who says it is. Amalach, Rubber responds, Lo'ilam, B'lesbo Simon. Certainly, these bundles have no tags. And the question is, how are you expected to return it? Ulu Ka'amris, regarding your question, Rishus HaYochad, my machris, you find it in the Rishus HaYochad, you're going to give it back. What are you going to announce? There's no Simon. How are you going to find the owner? Machris Malkaim. The answer is, you don't publicize that you found a bundle of wheat. No, you don't say that. You say, look, I found an item in this territory, in this place, in this property. And if the owner hears about it, he'll come and tell you what you found. Oh, you found two bundles of wheat? Oh, now we know it's his. Rabba disagrees, because he says, look, calling out, I found an item in this place, doesn't work. And therefore, Rabbah could not learn the Mishnah the way Rava did. The Itma, as we learned, Mokim. Calling out a Mokim. Rabbah Maleva Simon. Virava Amar Havasim. So according to Rab, it doesn't work. According to Rab, it does work. And again, Rashi learns that the fellow is going to announce that he found an item in this place. And the owner will have to come and identify the item. So according to Rab, that's not enough of a simon. According to Rab, it is. Okay, so it's an independent machlekes, a brand new machlekes. One machlekes pertains to a simon ha'asal daris, an identifying sign which is slated for trampling. Is the owner expecting it back or not? That's one machlekes. Rabbi says no. Rabbi says yes. And regarding mokim, using mokim to find the owner. According to Rabbah, it does not work. According to Rabbah, it does work. Apparently, Rabbah holds that, you know, a thing can change locations. You find it here, but it was really dropped there. So it doesn't really, you know, it's not sufficient to trigger the owner, the owner's, you know, awareness. Okay, let's recap today's daf. We picked up in the middle of the sugya of yush shalem das, an item which is ultimately going to have yush, right? But at this early point, the owner perhaps doesn't know about it. Can you just take it and apply the yush concept at this early stage in the game? Coin to Rava, yes. Coin to Abaye, no. We had many, many riots back and forth. Ultimately, we had a conclusion that we passed on like Abaye, based on a brisa, that the item which has an owner and is not totally gone, meaning it's something found in the street, let's say, it's avuda from the owner, but it's still mitsuya, it's a kol adam. So whether it has a siman or not, you have to treat it as an owned item. And as Rashi explained, even without a siman, but if the owner has not yet been miyayish, you cannot keep it, and that's how we paskin. Then we went on to the machlekes in Rabin Rabin regarding a siman that's going to be nidras, and likewise, whether makim location can be used to announce an aveda. All the best to you, and atzlacha Rabbah.